Blackstone presents Reaching 90 by Martin Duberman. This book is read by Donald Corin. For Eli. I think we are well advised to keep on nodding terms with the people we used to be, whether we find them attractive company or not. Otherwise, they turn up unannounced and surprise us. Come hammering on the mine's door at 4 a.m. of a bad night and demand to know who deserted them, who betrayed them, who is going to make amends. Joan Didion, slouching towards Bethlehem. Consider what immense forces society brings to play on each of us, how that society changes from decade to decade, and also from class to class. Well, if we cannot analyze these invisible presences, we know very little of the subject of the memoir, and again how futile life-writing becomes. I see myself as a fish in a stream, deflected, held in place, but cannot describe the stream. Virginia Woolf, Sketch of the Past. Part 1, 1930 to 1986. In the all-male high school I attended, the female roles in our theater productions were necessarily played by boys. I myself performed both male and female parts, usually side by side with my closest friend Bob Sandler. Our repertoire was no minor thing. I managed to inhabit roles as varied as glamorous stewardess, rugged seaman, and murderous old spinster. Bob and I were notorious for side-splitting fits of laughter, breaking up rehearsals over some innocuous line, stopping the scene in its tracks. It was a case of high spirits, not bottled-up hysteria, and it didn't take much to set us off. We drove our delicate drama teacher to distraction. Once, in an uncontrollable rage, he slapped Bob hard across the face. That did subdue us, momentarily. I'd also get into occasional fits of hilarity with another friend, Eddie Bernstein, my co-star on our undefeated tennis team. When en route by car to play against another school, we'd be seized by gales of exuberant, rowdy laughter, which drove the coach, no less than the drama teacher, to distraction. He never slapped us, which, in retrospect, I suppose confirms that he was straight. Real men don't lose emotional control, and delineates the quite different effective boundaries separating sports and theater. In Sutton Vane's 1923 play Outward Bound, I played an alluring, enigmatic stewardess, she who mysteriously fends off the passengers' pest.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?